And we're back with night number two of the Zeeland East Holiday Tournament. And tonight we have the consolation and championship games. First, the consolation game, which will tip off in, about 13 minutes or so between the West Ottawa Panthers and the Trojans of Plainwell High School. And then that will be followed at 8 o'clock by the championship game between the host team, the Zeeland East Chicks, and the Wildcats of Jennison High School. I'm Greg Chandler. I'll be calling both games for you tonight. And first of all, we've got the consolation game pitting West Ottawa against Plainwell. Both teams lost yesterday on the first night of competition, scoring the exact same number of points. Both teams scored 41 points in going down to defeat. It was West Ottawa falling to Jennison by a score of 50-41, while Plainwell lost to Zeeland East by a score of 54-41. The Panthers come in with a record of 1 win and 3 losses, and they have been struggling to find their offense most of the season so far. They were held to 29 points in their season opener, a loss against Holland High. And last night in the game against Jennison, it was a hard-fought contest, a very physical contest with Jennison, and the Panthers not only took the physical nature of Jennison's game, but they dished it right back out. And for a good chunk of the ball game, the Panthers seemed to more than hold their own. In fact, they had a lead at the half by a score of 26-22. However, in the third quarter, Jennison came on. They outscored the Panthers 16-11, and then the Wildcats slowly pulled away from that point on and got to the free throw line and made their free throws. And that was an area where West Ottawa really struggled. The Panthers missed some key free throws in the fourth quarter, including one particular segment with about a minute to go in the ball game. It was still 45-41 in favor of Jennison, and West Ottawa had an opportunity with a three-shot foul after a missed shot, but a foul on a three-point shot attempt. But the Panthers came up empty on all three free throw attempts. They had to foul, and Jennison quickly made a couple more free throws and a couple more free throws after that. And next thing you know, it was a 9-point finale with the Wildcats winning it by a score of 50-41. So Steve Windemuller, the new West Ottawa coach, still looking to try to find a go-to scorer for his team. Last night, Jared McNitt was the high scorer for the Panthers with 10 points. Houston Bedford added 9, and Caleb McNitt had 7 points in the contest. But you really don't have a breakout scorer on this West Ottawa team. Plainwell, on the other hand, they were led last night against Zeeland East by Carter Yaw, their senior guard. He had 13 points, and Yaw has had a game this year against Allegan where he scored 37 points, so he is capable of going off four big numbers, but he was held in check a good chunk of the night. Another guy to keep an eye on for the Trojans is E.J. Finch. Finch had 20 points and 13 rebounds in a recent ball game against Vicksburg, but last night Finch was limited to 8 points before he fouled out of the contest with 1:55 remaining. The two teams going through their warm-ups right now, and we're going to send it back to the studio for a 2-minute timeout and come back with the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital pregame show. Again, it is West Ottawa against Plainwell tonight in the consolation game of the Zeeland East Holiday Tournament. You are listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Well, along with our engineer, Holly Rose, this is Greg Chandler here at Zeeland East High School, just a few minutes away from tip time of this contest between West Ottawa and Plainwell, and plenty of good seats available here at Zeeland East for this contest. Of course, most of the folks will be coming in a little bit later on to check out the Chicks, who got their first win of the season last night against Plainwell by a score of 54-41. The Panthers opened their season with a 42-29 loss against against Holland, kind of in the reunion match, so to speak, as Coach Steve Windemuller made his coached his first game with the Panthers against the team that he used to coach, Holland High, for the past 10 years, and it was a defensive struggle. And the Panthers play pretty good defense. This has never been an issue for West Ottawa's teams. They usually play very strong defense, and it's been the offense where the Panthers have historically struggled. West Ottawa bounced back after the Holland loss. They went down to Hamilton and beat the Hawkeyes by a score of 50-45, a game that they trailed about three-quarters of the game before they finally wore the Hawkeyes down in the fourth quarter, came on late, and came away with the victory. And a couple of the guys that did step forward in that ball game, Houston Bedford, I thought, was terrific in the Hamilton game as he had 14 points. Bedford is a 6'2 forward. He's a junior. He was a linebacker on the West Ottawa football team, and quite honestly, he plays the backboards, plays along the boards very much like it's a football game underneath. He's very, very physical. He can dish it out. He can take it as well. And he's been a solid performer for the Panthers so far in the early part of the season. Caleb McNitt, who was the tight end for the Panthers this year, he had 12 points in the Hamilton ball game. Caleb had 7 last night in the contest against Jenison, but he did struggle a little bit from the free throw line, as did his brother Jared. I think it was Jared that had the 3-shot opportunity late in the ball game with a chance to pull the Panthers to potentially within a single point, and ended up missing all 3 of his free throw opportunities, which proved costly as the Panthers went down to defeat. Now, the West Ottawa team has made its way off the court and getting some last-minute instructions from Coach Windemuller. Actually, they're kind of making their way back out onto the court right now. Plainwell still shooting around right now. The Trojans are coached by Dan Klein, who is who's been around a long time. He's been a veteran coach in and around the Southeast Allegan County area. And last year, Plainwell had an 8-13 record. They play in the Wolverine Conference. They play against the likes of Allegan, South Haven, Vicksburg, Dowagiac, schools like that. Mostly Class B schools. And it's a fairly competitive league. They've had some very good teams come out of there and go on to the state tournament. Dan Klein obviously would like to see some improvement from his team this year as they approach their league season. Of course, this is not the only holiday tournament going on tonight. We've got the 2 games here tonight. We got this game followed by Zeeland East against Jenison for the championship in the Zeeland East tournament. But Holland High is playing in a tournament over at Hope's DeVos Fieldhouse. In fact, they're playing right now as we speak. We do not have a score report. The Dutch are playing against the Lancers of Stevensville Lakeshore High School. And that's a tournament that is being hosted by Hope College. They got a Friday-Saturday tournament, and they've invited the teams to stick around for the Saturday night basketball game to follow between the Flying Dutchman and Edgewood College of Wisconsin, which will be the last non-conference game for Hope before they start MIAA play next week. Now, the Holland plays Lakeshore right now. Then the second game in that pairing will have the Oilers of Mount Pleasant High School playing the Fighting Scots of Caledonia. That game coming up at around 7 o'clock. So you got Holland and Lakeshore, and then Mount Pleasant and Caledonia. Those games being taking place over at DeVos Fieldhouse on the Hope College campus. Tomorrow, if you want to check out the action, the consolation game in that tournament is at 2 o'clock, and the championship game will be at 4 o'clock. So you get plenty of hoops tomorrow. You not only get to see the Hope game tomorrow night, but you can also see a couple of varsity high school basketball games as well, starting with the consolation game at 2 o'clock and the championship game at 4. The Saugatuck Indians are in action tonight as well. They're playing in the championship game of a tournament up at Cornerstone. Cornerstone, we did the tournament up there with Zeeland West last weekend. That was one of 3 different holiday tournaments. The final tournament of that grouping is going on right now up at Cornerstone. And Saugatuck had a big victory the other night against East Grand Rapids. And tonight they have an even bigger test. They play against the defenders of Wyoming Tri-Unity Christian, which Usually, if they're not the favorite to win the Class D championship, they are usually one of the two or three teams to watch in that class. And they routinely play a very, very high level of competition. And that game will take place at 7:30 over at Cornerstone University's Bernice Hansen Center. Again, the Indians of Saugatuck taking on the Defenders of Coach Mark Keeler and Tri-Unity Christian. And Coach Keeler recently got his 500th career coaching victory. So that's a look at some of the other matchups in area high school basketball action as we start to wind our way back into regular season action. We'll be back into action next Tuesday, as a matter of fact. We'll have West Ottawa next Tuesday as they host Muskegon Catholic Central over on Holland's north side with our broadcast coverage beginning at 6:40 on WHTC and WHTC.com. We're going to send it back to the studio for one final two-minute break, and we'll have the starting lineups and the opening tip of tonight's ball game. You've been listening to the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital pregame show, and you're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC and streaming online at WHTC.com. Well, welcome back to Zeeland East High School. The broadcast of tonight's games are a copyrighted presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of the descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of the MHSA and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. Time to meet the starting lineups for tonight's ballgame. The West Ottawa Panthers are the visitors tonight. They're in the black uniforms with white numerals and silver trim. They will send out Jonnell Williams, a junior at guard. He'll be joined in the backcourt by Caleb McNitt. Up front, it's Houston Bedford, a junior forward, along with Darius Moraine, the center. And then finally, Jared McNitt rounds out the starting lineup for the Panthers. And the Panthers shake hands with Plainwell coach Dan Klein. Now the home team for the tournament for tonight's ball game, the Trojans of Plainwell High School out of the Wolverine Conference, with a record of 1-3, they've dropped three in a row after a season opening victory over the Allegan Tigers. They will send out Hogan Yaw, a junior at guard. J.D. Nord will start at a forward for the Carter Yaw. He was the leading scorer in last night's ball game. So both of the Yaw brothers will start. Matthias Amaro starts at a junior will start at guard, and finally E.J. Finch rounds out the starting lineup. He had 8 points last night. He had 20 points and 13 rebounds against Vicksburg last week. Now Amaro did not play last night. In fact, I don't even believe he was in uniform for that ball game against Zeeland East, but he is out there this evening. Again, Plainwell is the home team. They're in white with royal blue numerals and black trim. The Panthers are in the black uniforms with white numerals and silver trim. It'll be Moraine jumping center against Finch, and the Trojans control the opening tap. With it in the front court is Amaro. Amaro on the dribble between the circles, and the ball gets away from Hogan Yaw out of bounds. And the turnover gives it back to the West Ottawa Panthers. Caleb McNitt to inbound it right in front of me here at the scorer's table. Jonnell Williams will bring it up wearing number 2. Over to Jared McNitt. Plainwell opens in a 2-3 zone defense, and they can get very active out there. Jared McNitt has it on the right side. They swing it around over to Caleb. Caleb wants Moraine down low. The pass is in front of him, and then Houston Bedford couldn't retrieve it either. Turnover West Ottawa, so both teams turned it over on their first possession. Here come the Trojans with it. It's Amaro with it. Over to Nord. Nord back outside to Yaw. Bounce pass right side to Yaw. Again, we have to mention that there's two brothers, got brothers on each team here. Here's a three by Finch, no good. It hits the guy wire after hitting the rim, and that means it's West Ottawa basketball. We've played 45 seconds here. It's the consolation game of the Zeeland East Holiday Tournament. No score yet. Jared McNitt will leave it outside for Jonnell Williams. Back to Jared. McNitt gives it to Williams, back over to Caleb McNitt. He'll go baseline to the basket. Shot blocked by Nord, and we had contact, and here we go the other way. Here's Carter Yaw down the middle to the basket, puts it up, no good. Put back by Finch is good. E.J. Finch did a nice job of filling the lane and was there for the rebound following the Yaw miss and playing well with the early 2-0 lead. Caleb McNitt doubled on the baseline, has to find someone to get rid of the basketball to. Finally does so to Bedford, over to Moraine at the free throw line. Now to Jared McNitt between the circles. Hogan Yaw is all over him, and Hogan's going to get called for a hold. So, first foul of the ball game. Inbounds comes to Williams. Williams between the circles to Jared McNitt. Jared slashes along the baseline, puts it up, leaves it short, and the rebound to Carter Yaw. Yaw has it taken away by Caleb McNitt. Yaw gets it back, and Williams finally comes away with it for the Panthers. Williams to Caleb McNitt, and an official just went down hard, and Caleb McNitt put in the basket, but boy, one of the officials on the baseline went down hard as he was inadvertently run into by Caleb McNitt. We're tied at a deuce. We've played 2 minutes. Here's Nord driving inside, loses the basketball, and Williams comes away with it for the Panthers. Three turnovers already for playing well. Jared McNitt left side. He can stroke the three. Here's Houston Bedford from 8 feet away, and he hits it. Jared with the assist. 4-2, West Ottawa. 5:38 to play in the first quarter. Amaro to Carter Yaw. West Ottawa in a man-to-man defense. Driving left side is Finch, and he got held by Houston Bedford. And that'll be Bedford's first team foul on the Panthers. The opening tip-off was presented by South Shore Laundry, a full-service laundromat offering drop-off laundry service. Long inbounds comes outside to Amaro. Crossover dribble. Back outside to Finch. Finch baseline jumper from 10. No good. And Caleb McNitt with the board for the Panthers. Here comes West Ottawa on the run. Williams pushes it. Williams dishes off left side to Jarrett McNitt. Jarrett penetrates. Now back outside to Caleb. To Bedford. Baseline jumper from 8. And it's good. A quick catch and shoot by Houston Bedford. Once he caught it, he quickly launched it up there. And it went through the netting. So West Ottawa with a 4-2 lead. J.D. Nord on the left side. Over to Finch. Had the ball tipped away. And we are going to get a reaching call on the Panthers. That's going to be on Jonelle Williams. First foul on Williams. Second team foul on the Panthers. 4:54 remaining. First quarter. 4-2 West Ottawa. Carter Yaw way out on the left side. Tries to put a move on Jared McNitt. Can't do it. With it now is E.J. Finch at the free throw line. He'll put up a jumper from just inside the three-point arc. No good. Jared McNitt has the board. Here come the Panthers. Jared into the front court. Cross-court feed to Caleb. And Caleb McNitt loses the basketball but saves it to Bedford. Bedford kicks it outside to Jared. Jared McNitt penetrates back outside to Williams. He's open for a three off the back of the iron. No. And the Trojans come away with the board. Here's a drive, and a bad pass taken away by Moraine. Darius Moraine down the lane. Scoop shot. It went in, but they're going to say the foul occurred on the floor before the shot. If it was the NBA, they probably would have given Darius the basket, but this ain't the NBA. Hogan Yaw with two quick fouls. He's going to have to check out of the ball game, and Riley Millar, who started last night's ball game, will come in. Riley is a senior. Six seniors on this Plainwell team. Eight to two, West Ottawa with the basket. Tony Sock is checking the ball game for the Panthers. Driving left side is Amaro for a shot. No good. The ball is loose. Nord has the rebound. And he double dribbled with it. So five turnovers now for Plainwell in the early going. And West Ottawa with the quick lead. Here comes Tony Sock with it. He's a junior. About 5'7". Sock over to Caleb McNitt underneath to Bedford. Houston double team. Puts it up strong. No good. Bedford gets his own board, though. Back outside to Sock. Sock penetrates. Dishes to Caleb McNitt. Now to Jared. Jared McNitt. Left side. Three ball. No good. Rebound battle for Tony Sock. Got the board put back. It hangs on the rim and it goes. So West Ottawa with 10 unanswered points. And this is starting out the same, very similar to what happened to Plainwell last night. Plainwell had a lead at 5-2, and then Zealand East went off on an 18-point run. Here's a jumper from the corner short by Millar. And here come the Panthers. Jared McNinn ahead to Bedford, back to Sock. Nada Moran on the baseline. Darius to the hole. His shot no good. And here comes Carter Yaw for the Trojans. 2:50 to go first quarter. 10-2 West Ottawa. Amaro right side will put up a three. No good. And the long rebound battle for it's loose. And kick save and a beauty. And they're going to say Jared McNitt was the guy who kicked it. And Plainwell's going to get the basketball back. Trenton Monroe, a junior center who started last night, will come in off of Dan Klein's bench. Inbounds comes to Donovan Bloomfield, who provided a little bit of an offensive spark last night. In fact, he scored the first 5 points of the game for the Trojans, and for a long time, he was the offense for the Trojans. With it left side, Carter Yaw, left foul line extended. McNitt is on him. They swing it around the perimeter over to Bloomfield. Back outside to Millar. Millar gets it over to Trenton Monroe, left of the lane. Carter Yaw with it now on the right side, and Jared McNitt very active, and Jared took it away from him, and Yaw tries to get it back, and he's going to get called for a foul. Now, Jared McNitt just reached right in and took the ball away from Carter Yaw, and Carter, a little frustrated, picked up the foul, his first. 2:08 to go first quarter. Panthers lead it 10-2. Sock has it between the circles. Looks like a 1-2-1-2-2 zone right now for Plainwell. Jared McNitt underneath. Rather, it was Caleb back out to Jared. Jared between the circles over to Caleb. Looks low. Gets it to Bedford. Bedford shot block. Ooh, nice block there by the Trojans. Here comes Carter Yaw with it into the front court. Driving to the basket is Amaro, putting it up, no good, and Jared McNitt. Here comes West Ottawa, 2-on-1. Bedford had his pass tipped away, comes right back to Houston. Bedford down the lane, puts it up, no good. Bedford put back, no. Bedford keeps it alive, no he doesn't. Boy, Houston Bedford just a regular jumping jack underneath. They're trying to keep the ball alive, but unfortunately was out of bounds. Braden Carl, a 6'4 junior, checks in for the Panthers. Finch comes back in for Plainwell. 1:24 to go in the first quarter. Finch has the only points ball for the ball game for the Trojans. He has the basketball right now, and he's going to put up a three, and he nailed it. So first points for Plainwell in a long time. 10-5 West Ottawa. 1:08 to go in the quarter. Sock with it. Down to Carl. Back outside Jared McNitt. Underneath to Bedford, and Houston off the window scores. Now, Bedford has had a very strong start to this ball game. He has 6 points, and the Panthers lead at 12-5. Under a minute to go in the quarter. Finch has it at the top of the circle, tries to penetrate, tries to dish off, and Monroe is open underneath there. Finch drew the defense to him, and Monroe was wide open underneath to get the feed. 12-7, Panthers, 38 seconds to go, and Tony Sock has the basketball, and he'll back it back out toward midcourt, and Plainwell will not come out of the zone just yet. Now Bloomfield starts to make a move, 28 seconds. Looks like Steve Windemuller is content to play for one here. Caleb McNitt way out on the right side, cross court to Jared, now back to Sock, down to 15. Tony Sock puts a move on. Down to 10, over to Caleb McNitt. Dishes off, right side, curl, 15-footer, got it! Braden Kerr with a nice touch from the outside. 14-7, 2 seconds left, 1 second left. Carter Yaw to beat the clock, he's short. One quarter of the books here at Zealand East High School, and it is the West Ottawa Panthers out in front of Plainwell. Panthers 14, Trojans 7, back after this 30-second break. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Now, second quarter action about to get underway here at Zeeland East. Staying active is a way for young athletes to be prepared from season to season. It doesn't mean specializing in one sport year-round, but it does mean being active and engaged in activities that are developing into all-around healthy participants. Get up, get active, and play. Preparation lasts all year. Learn more at the MHSA website. That's a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. Panthers working right to left. They've got a 7-point lead, 14-7. With it inside is Brian Knowles, who just checked in the ball game. He hit a 10-footer from just inside of the lane, and he was fouled going up. Fouls on Donovan Bloomfield, so Knowles making an immediate impact. And Brian, free throw on the way, no good. Rebound by Finch. Hogan Yaw pushes it up court. 16-7. Hogan Yaw with a 12-footer left side. No good. Sock with the rebound. Sock is tied up underneath. And hell ball possession arrow. Plainwell. And Plainwell pulled a number switcheroo on me. I thought was Matthias Amaru is actually Cody Howringen. Howringen wore 32 last night. He's wearing 12 tonight. So they pulled a number switcheroo on me. Monroe has the left of the lane for the Trojans. Back outside to Howergan, who's got the basketball right now between the circles. Working on Jared McNitt. Back outside to Finch. Finch penetrates, pulls up jumper from 10. No good. Carl has the rebound for West Ottawa. Ahead to Sock. Here comes Sock. Long pass on the front court to Bedford, and Houston can't handle the pass. So the turnover gives it back to the Trojans. 7:20 to go first half. Panthers lead at 16-7. Howergan with the basketball way outside on the left over to Finch. Finch working on Houston Bedford. Finch now gives up his dribble. He needs to find someone. There's nobody moving for Plainwell at all. Now they move. There's a pass tipped away by Carl, and it's taken away by Brian Knowles. Here comes West Ottawa 2-on-2. Carl left side to the basket. Finger roll. Missed it. Knowles with the rebound. Put back. No good. Knowles got another rebound, but he had it taken away by E.J. Finch. Back comes Plainwell. Finch right side. He'll launch a three ball. It's short off the rim. And Jared McNitt has the board for the Panthers. Back we come the other way. Sock in the front court to Jared McNitt. Back to Sock. Entry pass to Carl. Back outside Jared. And he'll launch a three. No good. Bedford with another offensive rebound. Carl has it underneath. Ball tipped away. Comes out to Knowles. Brian works baseline. Puts the shot up. And we got a whistle. Looks like Knowles may have stepped on the baseline. And Plainwell's going to get the basketball back. Janelle Williams will come in for Jared McNitt for the Panthers. And J.D. Nord is back in for Plainwell. And Dan Klein's going to take a 30-second timeout. 6:25 to go first half. This timeout presented by Jackie's Place Restaurant. It's back. Warm up with peppermint mocha or hot chocolate at Jackie's Place, 17th Street at the South Shore Y. 16-7, West Ottawa in the lead. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Out on the baseline, went up for a shot and was fouled. And the foul is on Tony Sock of West Ottawa, his first. So Hogan Yaw will shoot two at the line, the junior guard. First free throw, rattles in and out, no good. Hogan had 2 points in last night's game against Zeeland East. Carter Yaw was the high scorer for the Trojans with 13. Howergan had 9, and then Finch had 8 in the Trojans' loss to Zeeland East. Second free throw for Hogan Yaw is good. 16-8, West Ottawa in front, 6 minutes to go till halftime. Sock with it, doubled in the front court, gets rid of it to Williams. Looks like Plainwell is starting to extend that 2-3 zone. Nord at the top of the zone there is really coming out hard. Here's Jared McNitt underneath. Ball tipped away out of bounds, and we get a whistle. And this might be on the big guy, Trenton Monroe. It is. That's Monroe's first foul. 5 team fouls on Plainwell. 3 on the Panthers. West Ottawa to inbound. Baseline left. Caleb McNitt looks for someone to inbound. It gets it to Knowles over to Sock in the corner. Now to Braden Carl right in the lane. Braden bobbles the basketball. Nord reaches in, ties him up. And held ball, possession arrow, West Ottawa. So Caleb McNitt slaps the basketball again. and having a little trouble getting it in. Finally does so to Williams. Now way outside to Knowles. Caleb Magnet works baseline. Cut off. Back outside to Knowles. Entry pass to Carl. Outside to Sock. Tony will launch a three right side, and he nails it. They left Tony Sock open, and he made him pay. 19-8 West Ottawa. 5:22 to go in the first half. Monroe with it. Outside to Finch. Finch with a 17-footer. No good. And Carl goes high for the board. Here comes Williams. Panthers on the run. Williams is bumped, and we're going to get a foul on Finch. That's EJ's first. 16 fouls on the Trojans. Carter Yarmer returns for the Trojans, and Darius Moraine comes back in for the Panthers. Panthers are inbound on the left baseline. Inbounds comes to Knowles. Down low to Moraine. Darius is double-teamed. Back outside to Knowles. Now to Sock. They swing it around to Williams. Back outside to Sock. Sock to Caleb Magnet. Loses the basketball, but Sock got it back. Knowles open for three right side. No good. And we get a whistle underneath. And I think Darius Moraine was fouled underneath, it looks like. And Cody Howringen is going to get the foul. His first. And that puts Plainwell over the limit with its seventh team foul. So Darius Moraine, the 6'5 junior, will be at the line. First free throw off the back of the iron, no good. And J.D. Knorr clears for Plainwell. 4:50 to play here in the first half. Panthers by 11, 19-8. Howrigan has it in the front court, gives it up to Finch, left side. Finch to Carter Yaw. Carter tries to go down the lane, 12-footer on the way. It's good. And Carter Yaw has his first points of the night. 19-10 West Ottawa. Sock in the front court, outside to Williams. Back to Sock. Knowles in the left corner, back outside to Sock. 2-3 zone for Plainwell. You know, Coach Klein has not seen any reason to change that, his own philosophy. Here's Sock at the top. To Caleb Magnet outside Williams for a 17-footer. No good. Rebound tip batted around, and Finch corrals it for Plainwell. E.J. Finch into the front court, picked up by Caleb Magnet. Back outside to Carter Yaw. Yaw steps in inside the three-point circle, and he strokes it from 17, and he nails it. So Yaw has a couple of quick baskets, 19-12. The lead is down to 7. Sock in the corner to Knowles. Knowles down low to Moraine. Darius is doubled, and he has the ball taken away by Hogan Yaw. Here come the Trojans. Carter Yaw left side. He'll put up a 3, and it's an air ball, and it goes out of bounds, and it's Panther basketball. Jared Magnet will come in, and Sock will have a seat on the bench. Oh, wait a minute. They're going to give Plainwell the basketball. I thought it was West Ottawa ball. I didn't think anybody touched it after the air ball, but they said a Panther did, and Plainwell gets it back. So they have it baseline right. Long inbounds is going to end up all the way in the backcourt, and Hogan Yaw will have to chase it down. Yaw gets a screen from Nord. Stops his dribble, back outside to Finch. Finch at the top of the circle, tries to penetrate, has a shot blocked by the tandem block of Magnet and Magnet. Actually, I think Caleb got the block, Jared got the rebound, and Jared got fouled. And the foul's on Finch's second. And Jared Magnet will shoot a 1-1 with 3:19 to go in the half. Houston Bedford will come in for the Panthers. Jared Minette at the free throw on the left side. Crouches, fires, and that rolls off, no good. J.D. Nord with the rebound, 3:13 to go in the half, 19-12, West Ottawa up by 7. Nord puts it on the floor, leaves it outside for Bloomfield. Now Howrigan with it. Howrigan dribbles toward the baseline. Has Williams chasing him back outside of Bloomfield. Now to Howrigan. Can't pull the trigger on the triple. Back outside is Bloomfield. Brian Knowles picks him up. Howergan gets a screen from Nord over to Hogan Yaw. Underneath, a feed, and the ball gets away from Plainwell, and Jared Manette comes the other way, 2-on-1. Jared drives left side. His shot is blocked by Nord, and the official says it's a clean block. Looked like a little bit of contact there. But it is going to stay Panther basketball. Inbounds comes to Knowles, to John L. Williams, who will back it out between the circles. Over to Knowles. Steve Windemuller says spacing, and a bad pass by Knowles, intercepted by Hogan Yaw, and Jared Manette's going to commit a silly foul. Now, Hogan Yaw was off to the races there, and Jared Manette coming from behind fouled him. That's the fourth foul on the Panthers. Jared's first. Moraine will come back quickly into the ball game after a short breather. And Nord returns for Plainwell. 2:30 to play in the half. Plainwell had a 2-0 lead early, but West Dodd was led ever since. Long inbounds, knocked away by Moraine, and here comes McNitt the other way. Jared with it on the dribble. McNitt over to Bedford. Not a Williams. Williams drives to the glass, and another block by Nord. That's his second. And the Panthers will have to reset it there. They have it on the, and they'll inbound it baseline left. They go to a box set off the inbounds right of the lane. Caleb slaps the basketball over to Jared. Jared McNitt for three. It's short. He gets his own board, though. Drives to the basket. Puts it up. Rolls off. No good. Caleb McNitt. Another block by Nord. His third. And a collision by involving Williams and Hogan Yaw. And Dan Klein wants a foul on Williams. And, boy, we're just going to have an inbound. J.D. Nord is having his own personal block party right now for Plainwell. He's had three blocks in the last 3 minutes. Trent Monroe comes back in the ballgame for Plainwell. Yeah, surprisingly, no foul called on that last play. Long inbounds comes to Bloomfield, who will work it across the timeline against pressure from Caleb McNitt. Back outside to Monroe. Underneath to Howergan. Howergan right of the lane. Turnaround jumper over Williams is good. So Cody Howergan gets his first basket of the ball game. And Plainwell has scrapped their way back within five. They've scored six straight. West Ottawa 19-14. 1:40 to go. Here's Williams down the lane. An 8-foot floater, and he got it. He was kind of falling backwards as he put it up, but got it to go. That's Williams' first basket, 21-14 West Ottawa. 1:30 to go in the half. And we get a foul on the baseline. And that will be on Jared McNitt of the Panthers. That's Jared's second. Here's a jumper on the way by Howergan, no good. Rebound battle for, and it's picked up by Carter Yaw. We got a blocking foul. It's on Jared McNitt. So Jared McNitt picks up two fouls in a matter of 15 seconds, and Brian Knowles will come in. 16 fouls on the Panthers. Knowles checking in for the wrong McNitt. I thought Caleb thought he was going to check out, but inbounds pass comes to Monroe left of the lane. Turn around right hook. Off the window. It's good. So Trent Monroe, his second basket, 21-16 West Ottawa. We tick down toward a minute to play in the half, and Steve Windemuller wants Boise. That's the play he wants. Here's Williams outside to Knowles for a three. I don't think that's the offense he wanted, but guess who's working underneath? It's Houston Bedford. And he's fouled going up. That's going to be on Monroe of Plainwell. That's got to be Houston Bedford's fifth or sixth offensive board already in this first half. He has been extremely active on the glass. Bedford with 6 points in the ball game, 58.9 seconds to go in the half. First free throw, good. He'll have one more. Bedford's free throw, no good, and Nord clears it for Plainwell. Panthers 22, Trojans 16, 54 seconds to go in the half. Howard in with it, drives around Bedford to the baseline, puts it up, left it short, tip no good, tip again no good, and the ball loose on the floor. Bluefield has it knocked away. Howard retrieves it outside to Monroe for a three, barely grazed the rim. Rebound, Darius Moraine. Here come the Panthers, 33 seconds to go in the half. Williams, long pass in the front court to Caleb Ignat, slash in the basket, and a shot blocked, and guess who blocked it? J.D. Nord, his fourth. Back we go the other way. Here's Howergan with an eight-footer bump as he goes, and he puts it in. And the Trojans have fought their way back. They're within four. Long inbounds comes to Knowles. 10 seconds to go in the half. Williams with it backcourt. He's got two guys dogging him. Williams down to six. Williams down to five. Here's Moraine baseline. And Moraine puts up a 12-footer, no good. Nord with the rebound, and that's going to do it for the half. West Ottawa build up an 11-point lead in the second quarter, but the Plainwell Trojans have come back, and they have whittled that lead down to four. It is West Ottawa 22, Plainwell 18 at the half. Let's take a two-minute timeout, and we'll be back with our Spectrum House Zealand Community Hospital halftime report. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com.
Any time of year, Taylor Rental always makes it easy to find a gift for someone you love or even for yourself that'll get you ready for any season. Taylor Rental has teamed up with Husqvarna Outdoor Power Equipment with timely incentives for giving and receiving. When you purchase selected Husqvarna chainsaws, lawnmowers, blowers, trimmers, and other equipment, you can reward yourself for finding a great gift at Taylor Rental because Husqvarna has some special incentives right now. Visit your local Husqvarna dealer for details. And don't let the snow get you down. Taylor Rental has Husqvarna single and dual stage snow throwers that are ready to rip into winter's worst. Husqvarna chainsaws, blowers, trimmers, mowers, and snow throwers have been trusted for generations. Go to TaylorRental.com or stop in. They're on Waverly Road between Chicago Drive and 8th Street. Husqvarna and Taylor Rental. Let them do the work and you can take the credit.
Welcome back to Zealand East High School. Greg Chandler with you as we have our Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital halftime show. 22-18, the Plainwell Trojans trailing the West Ottawa Panthers. The Trojans got the first basket of the ball game, but then West Ottawa ripped off the next 10 points to take a 10-2 lead. They led 14-7 after one quarter, and then the Panthers actually build up a 19-8 advantage about 3 minutes into the second quarter. Plainwell got a little bit of a run going late in the first half as E.J. Finch got it going from the outside as he hit a two and a three. They got the lead cut down to about 5 points and then finally to four, and that's where we are right now with the score at 22-18. Taking a look at the scoring for the Trojans, E.J. Finch has 5 points on a three-point basket and a two-point basket. Trent Monroe, a couple of baskets for 4 points. Carter Yaw, a couple of baskets for 4 points. Cody Hollingen has a couple of baskets for 4 points. And Hogan Yaw has a free throw for a single point. And one guy that's been making an impact in this ballgame that has not scored, but he is definitely making his presence felt, is J.D. Nord, who they don't list heights, but he's about 6'6". He's a senior, and he has had four blocked shots in the second quarter alone and also grabbed a number of rebounds. And he's been very tough around the basket. He does not look to shoot the ball on offense. He is strictly a defensive specialist, and he's been doing that very, very well in this ball game. For the West Ottawa Panthers, Houston Bedford leads the way with 7 points on three baskets and one of two from the line. Tony Sock has a pair of baskets, including a three-pointer for 5 points. And four different Panthers have one basket for 2 points. That's Janelle Williams, Kayla McNitt, Jared McNitt, and Braden Carl. And also Brian Knowles as well. So there's that, make that five Panthers have each had a basket here in the first half for 2 points, adding up to a total of 22 points. Once again, this is the consolation game of the Zealand East Holiday Tournament. We'll have the championship game for you in a little while as Zealand East will play against Jenison, with a tip-off of that game set for 8 o'clock. But first, before we resume the second half of tonight's ball game, we're going to take a look at the world of high school athletics through the eyes of John Johnson, the communications director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association. JJ's perspective is next, and then we'll be back with the second half of tonight's game. Again, 22-18, West Ottawa leading. You've been listening to the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital Halftime Show, and you're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
Wishes and resolutions. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about both next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Tis the season, so they say, to extend holiday wishes to folks and to get ready to turn the page on the calendar with those good old-fashioned New Year's resolutions. So let's take a few moments today and do just that. First of all, holiday wishes to those schools who have maintained broad athletic programs in the face of hard economic times. The value of what these after-school activities, athletic and non-athletic, do for kids and communities is absolutely priceless. And wishes to those schools which have been able to keep a dedicated staff, administrative, and support for these athletic programs. In a multitasking society, too many schools are learning the hard way through internal turmoil or ineligibility of students that athletic programs need a full-time presence operationally. Best wishes to coaches who have made a career out of teaching kids more about life than X's and O's. The stories I love to hear from people are about how a coach shaped them individually, and rarely do they ever say how many games they won or lost. That is the true measure of a coach. Holiday wishes for patience and slow whistles for the 10,000 plus individuals who officiate our children's games. It's tougher than ever before to be a referee, and as I heard one veteran official talk recently about patience for young officials to get accustomed to being in that role and to have a slow whistle, because kids are so much more athletic nowadays than ever before. What you thought was going to be a call you had to make turns into a great play. And folks, let's remember that officials are also fans of the game, or else they wouldn't be out there. Please make a resolution for the new year to treat them with the respect they deserve for being involved, especially when you're not. And our last wishes go out to Mike Carey of Mount Pleasant, who is retiring from the broadcast business at the end of December, selling his MHSAA network affiliate stations WMMI and WCZY. 40 years ago at old WCEN, when I was still in high school, I would sometimes ride with Mike to contests I had to cover for the old Daily Times News, and we've had a great working relationship over the years. I always enjoyed the opportunities when Mike, his Uncle Paul, the one-time Detroit Tigers baseball announcer, who also hosted a high school football scoreboard show on midnight for years on WJR in Detroit, and even Mike's dad's Terry, all Central Michigan University alums, were reunited in the broadcast booth in some of our championship games whenever we had a mid-Michigan team involved. Mike told me at this year's football finals in November about the upcoming sale of his stations, and we wish him well in retirement and in his new career of taking on that honey-do list that's been building at the Carey home for some time. Resolutions? Well, beyond the normal ones of lose weight, grow hair, and get back in shape, I also fell short last year with a resolution I made on this program to get better at technology. So that's on the renewal list for this year. My new resolution is to do a better job learning the history of school sports and to do more things to chronicle that history. There's nothing I enjoy more in my job than talking with former athletes, especially what we like to affectionately call the old guys, to learn and appreciate these games even more, and then to be able from time to time to communicate some of that history to you so we can remember where we've been and be guided as to where we need to go. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard. production of the MHSAA Network.
Well, welcome back to Zeeland East High School. Greg Chandler with you, and we've got lots of sports action for you on our family of stations starting tomorrow. We will have all four wild card games in the NFL playoffs with our coverage starting about 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon here on 1450 WHTC. And, of course, on 92.7 The Van tomorrow night, we'll have Hope College basketball as the Flying Dutchman take on Edgewood College of Wisconsin in their final tune-up before the start of MIAA play next week. Join Ron Weatherby and Adam Prince tomorrow night from DeVos Fieldhouse beginning at 6:40 on the Lakeshores, 92.7 The Van. Panthers will send out the same five who started the ball game: Houston Bedford, Janelle Williams, Darius Moraine, Caleb McNitt, and Jared McNitt. And Dan Klein, well, has not yet sent out his starting five yet for the Plainwell Trojans. It's going to be Carter Yaw, Donovan Bloomfield, Cody Howrigan, J.D. Nord, and E.J. Finch. Trojans with the basketball, working right to left. West Ottawa's gone man most of the ball game. Bloomfield has it way out on the left side, has the ball tipped by Williams, and we get a whistle as they battle for the ball. And it is on Plainwell and is on E.J. Finch, and he's one of the guys Plainwell cannot afford to lose. That's his third foul, and we're 15 seconds into the second half. Jared McNitt back outside to Williams. Williams dribbles into a double team, nearly lost the basketball, but got it back. Jared McNitt